Now to books, and if you've got a book token over Christmas, here is a great suggestion to use your book token on, or to go into your bookshop and buy. It's a new book on Waterford big houses during the War of Independence, Civil War, by Willie Frower in the Waterford County Museum. And Willie's on the line now to tell us more. Hi Willie, congratulations on your new publication.
Hi Jeff, thank you. Yeah, just out. We missed the Christmas, but it's here anyway, so we're delighted with it and trying to let people know about it.
So I know people are fascinated by the big houses, and local history is very, very big, thanks be to goodness. And there's very big houses all over the county. So where did you pick to cover?
Well, I suppose the houses I picked were ones that I actually found information for this particular period, you know, of the War of Independence and the Civil War. So, but it does range quite across the county from New Rath House near Waterford, Whitfield Court, Mount Congreve, Butlerstown Castle, Corramore, up to the north of the county, Gurteen, Lapuire and Kilsheelan. Capquin House, Lismore Castle, Comera House there in the middle. We have Kappa House, Dramana, Rockmount. So, you know, quite a range of houses, yeah.
How did your research go? You were saying you found a lot of new information, new letters and documents and stuff.
Yeah, I was looking. Well, I've been doing this for quite a number of years. It was a spin-off of research on the big houses of County Waterford, which I have yet to produce. But luckily, along the way, information started turning up. And I want to thank Julian Walton, because he happened to be working on collections like the Mount Congreve papers.
Yeah.
And came across letters from the staff of these big houses. Sometimes the owners had left Ireland, and like the Congreves were in England. Mm-hmm. So the whole house is left just to the staff to look after it. And Mount Congreve had, you know, quite a lot of Republicans were actually living in the house. Yeah. So it's fascinating to read the letters the staff are writing to the Congreves, saying, you know, we tried to keep them out of the best bedrooms, or your ladyship's fur coat is missing, or we hid the best china, you know, this sort of thing.
Really? That's
and,
amazing.
Yeah. So there's lots of interesting insights into what was happening. And obviously these were military guys, and they were pretty rough and ready. So there's quite an amount of damage. We, from Mount Congreve, we have a list of all the items that were damaged, and it seems practically every piece of furniture was damaged in some way or other. Now, it was occupied by the IRA, who were led by George Lennon from Dungarvan. And we have his memoir, which ties in with the material I have found. And one of the things he mentioned was he was playing a record on the gramophone by Dvorak, and that turns up in the list of items that were damaged. So it sort of coincides with what he was saying, you know.
So it sounds like you very much got to look under the skin of what went on. It was kind of like one of those big house TV shows where it was upstairs, downstairs, but you got a lot of the downstairs aspect of what was going on.
Yeah, there's a sort of mixture. It's what the staff and the owners,
and
obviously,
the owners,
who were places like Gurteen, Lapuire, they were Catholic gentry, but they would have been Southern loyalists. You know, felt Ireland was better off in the British Empire.
Right.
And again, they were horrified to discover that two of their maids were letting the IRA in by the back door, so to speak, at night into the kitchen, and they were having their strategy meetings.
In the big house?
In the big house, yes. So this was a bit of a shock to them. And the maids were sort of runners, dispatch runners for the IRA, because the house was searched by the Free State troops and found hidden under the mattress, you know, the notes from the two ladies.
That's incredible, Willie.
So lots of interesting sort of insights. And I suppose this book is different. Most of the books that have come out to date are about the Republican nationalist side. So this is a sort of, I suppose, a different angle on the whole period. And we're delighted that it was funded by the Waterford County Council, the Decade of Centenaries Fund, through Joanne Rottwell and Bernadette Guest. So we really appreciate that. And they have published a number of good publications, and there's also a new one by Pat McCarthy.
Tell me, Willie, about the number of houses. I mean, they were dotted all over the country. How come so many of them survived? You know, they weren't burned down or destroyed or, you know, whatever.
There actually were quite a lot early on in the War of Independence in County Cork. There was quite a number of houses burned. We just had one during the War of Independence here. That was Glenahiry Lodge, owned by Lord Ashtown, who wasn't very popular. Mm-hmm. And my own grandfather had worked there. Again, you know, we have very interesting background information on that. And places like Dromana House, the Villiers Stewarts were considered very good landlords, but yet, if you didn't pay the IRA levy, this was a levy they charged on all types of houses. Yeah. And the IRA raided Dromana and took the Grattan's volunteer flags, swords. These are all antique items. Mm-hmm. And the IRA adjutant was very annoyed with this and made them march back up to the house and apologize. But unfortunately, they burned the 18th century volunteer flags, you know, not realizing
the significance of them. Yeah. That's
and
incredible, Willie.
And the visitor's book, you know, they're right into the visitor's book that they had visited Dromana.
There's plenty of pictures as well in the book, Willie. I can see a sample of them here.
Yeah. Well, I tried to put in a sort of a cross-section and ones that mightn't have been seen before. And there's some very nice ones of Mount Congreve and the interiors. Yeah. What the house has looked, you know, at that period. And Curramore, you know, this great one of the Free State Army in the grounds of Curramore. So, you know, lots of interesting visual material as well.
Looks great. It's called The Bad. And you were explaining to me why it was called, why you called it The Bad Times, Waterford Country Houses.
Yeah, this was the term used by the owners of the houses for that period, rather than calling it the Troubles, you know.
Yeah.
It was the bad time, so I thought I would use that in the title.
Brilliant. It sounds like a fascinating read, Willie. And it's available where? All good bookshops, as they say.
Yeah, it's available in the Book Centre in Waterford, the museum in Dungarvan, and we hope to get it into further bookshops in time.
Great. It's called The Bad Times, Waterford Country Houses During the Revolutionary Period by Willie Farr. Willie, thanks a million and keep up the good work. I'm sure there's more books on the way from you.
Oh, there are. Yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks a million. Lovely talking to you.
Yeah, bye now.